when it comes to what these acts actually are, make sure that they're things that you're actually going to be able to fit in. Make sure that they're attainable for you. And even better, if it's something that you can commit to so that it forms a habit, it forms part of your normal routine. And this is where it's really good to be in that practice of asking yourself, what do I need? Because then you can respond to that question, whatever that answer may be, with a small act that goes at least some small way to meet that need. And I encourage you to add a little something each week, but keep it small. Recent ones for me that I have added in acts of self-care have been to have a cold shower each day. And I don't know why, but I love it. And it's just that one small thing that I do for myself. And I added that in a few months ago. And since then, I've added that I read one chapter of a non-fiction book each day because I used to love reading. And I've also more recently added that I drink more water. Now, this is one of those fundamental acts of self-respect. But actually, some days I came to realize that I barely drank anything all day. And if we're even slightly dehydrated, our body itself is depleted. So it's going to be harder to face some of the challenges that we do when we're already coming from a state of depletion. And that has been such a helpful habit to form. For me, it's also ensuring that I take a moment each day to speak to, if not just send a message to a good friend, to connect, to feel like I've spoken to someone who really knows me. So it's not these big things. And I like the concept of mind meals. So we know how generally we feed ourselves 3 times a day, and each of those meals has a purpose of getting our body through the next few hours, fueling ourselves for the next few hours. And mind meals is an encouragement to think about what will fuel you, not just your body, but what will give you something of yourself, what will lift you, what will nourish you, what will energize you for the few hours ahead. And I try and do 3 little things each day, and it might be as simple as reading a line of a book, checking in with a friend, doing a little 5-minute meditation, guided meditation. But it's a good reminder how to space those things out throughout your day so that you're not just meeting your physical needs, you're also acknowledging those emotional and mental needs that you have too. I like the idea of thinking about being my future friend. So when the washing up has piled throughout the day and I really want to go to bed, and I think actually I want to be the friend of tomorrow me who comes downstairs with the kids in the morning and has to face the breakfast chaos. I want to then do those dishes so that there's a clean worktop in the morning. Sometimes being my future friend means getting things done. Sometimes it's actually acknowledging that the future me can probably do a job that the me now doesn't really have the energy or the resources for. So it's completely dependent on where you're at and what your needs are. So perhaps I'm so exhausted and I look at that washing pile and I think, oh, I just can't face it. And I know that the future me of tomorrow, having had a night's sleep, will probably be much better placed to tackle that pile. So it's really about just becoming more sensitive to your needs and your energy levels and just starting to respect them a little bit more in knowledge that they will change. And when it comes to, you know, setting the standards and the bar that you want to attain for the things that you're doing, you know, right now at this time in your life, you probably have less energy than you've had for a long time. Those energy levels will return. You know, that sparkle will return, routine will return. And in time, you can start doing more of these things. But for now, if you're feeling exhausted, find those ways to be restful in the moments that you have. And know that there are many days ahead that you can be more productive in different ways. But for now, it might be that to rest is the most productive thing that you can do. And I know that sleep can be really hard to come by when you've got a small baby. And sleep is one form of rest, but actually there are other ways to rest. Simply lying down, simply closing your eyes and shutting off one of those forms of kind of sensory input is an amazing way to be restful. Maybe you can do something a little bit slower. Maybe you can just do one thing instead of trying to do 10 things at once, because multitasking and constant gear shifting that comes when we run up the stairs and we turn off that light, we run into that room, we tidy it and we pick this up and we take it somewhere else. You know, that constant gear changing is tiring in itself. So are there times when you can actually choose to be a little bit more single-minded, focusing on one task instead of trying to juggle them all? That itself can be restful. So what can you do that, whilst it might not be sleep, and I know how much of a craving and a need that can be, but what might you be able to do today in a more restful way?